and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Y'all's back east. Better get out of here to California where it's safe from earthquakes. Yeah. Come on. Better get out of earthquake. Move on out here. Let's go. This hour brought to you by Run the Rats Out of Congress and Out of Your House, too. Rambo Total Pest Control supports Progressive Radio for control of rodents, ants, and wasps in the Seattle-Tacoma area. Visit RamboPest.com.
Yay!
Look out, everybody! You know who first by Roland, our sexy liberal tour director, called and said there's just been an earthquake. I'm like, in New York?
New York? Yeah. It was a lot worse in D.C., though, and around the Richmond area, too.
Yeah, I know. It's
But you know what? At least out here in California, we pretty much have earthquakes, and that's it. They have a hurricane headed for them now on the East Coast as well, so yikes.
Wait till we get to, you'll never guess, though, who the conservative media blamed for the earthquake.
They did not.
Yeah, President Obama pretty much. He was on vacation during this horrible... we posted a picture. Mm-hmm. There's just a picture of, like, one lawn chair that's fallen over. And it says the date yesterday. Never forget.
Never forget.
All right.
Yeah. We posted that on your Facebook page. That's kind
of funny.
Well,
out here in L.A., we're like,
Yeah, okay. The East Coast people said that we were insufferable yesterday on Twitter and Facebook.
Mm.
Poor things.
Whatever.
We have to hear about it from you.
Whatever.
So shut up. Yeah. Shut up and take it like a man.
Oh, come on. You know, we get that every morning with our coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was here for the Northridge quake. You kids don't know.
Yeah, but you didn't...
I lived through the blizzard of 77 in Buffalo and the Northridge quake in 94.
You said the Northridge quake, the only thing that happened to your house was a shampoo bottle
That's
fell
true.
Down.
That's true.
Out of the shower.
Well, I'm whiny. I'm whiny and self-involved. I live in Hollywood. I was like, oh, that is a perfectly good bottle of shampoo that is spilled all over. I shower, and then I turn the TV on. Oh, entire city of Northridge just collapsed.
Okay, that's kind of bad.
All right, well, maybe I shouldn't complain. All right. Kids, sexyliberal.com, the website, sexyliberal on Facebook. Terry writes about Detroit. Staff, thanks for the excuse to visit to Detroit. A few thoughts on the show. You have a very, very nice ass.
Yes.
Listen, I don't understand. Why does John Fugel say it's brilliant? I should title hilarious, and that's all I ever get.
But you have
nice
ass. You have a spectacular ass.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Something.
Tell John he single-handedly turned the blonde Armani-suited lesbian in the second row straight. My life is now disturbingly more complicated. Terry. John Fugel saying, he's disturbingly pretty.
Well,
and it's you know.
He says himself that he kind of looks like Katie Lang,
yeah,
so maybe that was it.
Must be it. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
The effects of the... Oh, I have a big announcement.
What? You're okay. Straight?
Mama's got something to tell you. Psych! Kidding. No, my 87-year-old Republican mom is coming to the Asheville, North Carolina show.
Awesome.
My mom is coming. Yep.
North Carolina, get ready for your second dose of sexy liberal. Saturday, September 24th at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, the Sexy Liberal Show comes to Asheville.
Oh, this I gotta see.
Down in Asheville.
Join Stephanie Miller.
I see you got a Snoop Mulligan.
John Fugelsang.
You're funny, all right. You're a scream.
And Hal Sparks.
Which one? Joke crackers.
Saturday, September 24th. Get your sexy on in Asheville.
You don't want to concern yourself with government business.
Come and laugh with Steph, John, and Hal, and meet other sexy liberals.
I hope you're out of jail in time to vote.
Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com for the Sexy Liberal Show starring Stephanie Miller.
Boy, you're funny, you are. You ought to go on the radio and be an all-night disc jockey.
From Clingman's Dome to the Blue Ridge Parkway, don't miss your last chance to get your sexy on this year, North Carolina, with the Sexy Liberal Show, Saturday, September 24th at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium in Asheville.
Mike and Raleigh whipping out them promos again.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mike. And then don't forget, we are doing a very special performance of Sexy Liberal September 17th in East Lansing. Coming back to Michigan, y'all. I sense Aretha Franklin scrambling to the phone as we speak. She apparently thought it was hilarious when we were just there.
Yes.
But this one is to benefit the Clinton County Democratic Party, which is very important right now. Very important epicenter there. You can go to whartoncenter.com. To get tickets directly for that one.
Yeah.
It's a big, big fundraiser. All right, then we got Asheville, then Seattle, then Los Angeles, then San Francisco, Austin, Buffalo, and just announced Fort Lauderdale, and then Portland will be our very first 2012 date, January 7th. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so, yeah, the... I thought, you know, it's like it starts to get to be a joke about, oh, blaming Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, really? Can they find somehow his strategy being absolutely correct in Libya and the fall of Gaddafi is somehow not good?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll get to that later. But bat crazy Michelle Bachmann?
Yes.
My personal favorite. She literally, wasn't she for the Iraq war, as I recall?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said there was no, they didn't attack us. There was no vital interest here. Yeah, but the Iraq war was, that was, you remember, she gave George Bush a big French kiss one time during the State of the Union. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when she plunger kissed him when he came in for the State of the Union? Just
But you know what? Mm. Libya has attacked us. They blew up a plane over Lockerbie, Scotland with many Americans on board. So.
Yes. Yes. So, anyway, but hilarious. Yeah, this was a bad thing. This is a bad thing. Much as some of them were able to spin killing Bin Laden, really bad thing, not so good. And now, of course... The earthquake, clearly, Obama's fault.
Of course. Although, the epicenter was in Eric Cantor's district. I looked that up yesterday.
Adam's apple!
That's right.
What's going on? Doesn't your Adam's apple act as a seismograph of some sort?
Heavens, the ceiling got crumbs on my silk chemise.
By the way, do you see what's behind me? Wait, here, I'll show you on the Ustream.
What?
You see what that is? It's actually kale.
Kale.
I've never eaten kale in my life. I literally got this strictly because of Eric Cantor's bitch face. .tumblr.com.
Good heavens. Who serves kale in 2011?
I'm so embarrassed for her. I mean, who serves kale? And just because of that, I got this.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I bring the weirdest breakfast in the world. Anyway, so, yeah, I was there it is. There's an East Coast earthquake felt on Martha's Vineyard as conservative media connects it to Obama.
Yeah.
Because it was felt where he's, you see, vacationing, and he sort of seen that coming, apparently. The 6.0 earthquake that hit Virginia was felt on Martha's Vineyard golf course where President Obama was playing when it hit. I knew they'd find a way to connect it, even though I think, as we said, he was at 60 days vacation as he started this.
Yeah.
George Bush, at this point in his presidency, was about almost 200 vacation days.
Way over double.
And also, really bad happened when George Bush was on vacation because he was not paying attention. You know, the 9/11
memo,
yes, and then Hurricane, and then he vacationed all the way through Hurricane Katrina, as we recall. However, I knew somehow this would be connected. Media Matters observed the conservative media already pointlessly pointing out the president was on vacation when the quake hit, tweeting, "Conservatives can't decide if Obama was too busy golfing or biking to stop the earthquake." We love our Media Matters. Conservative blogger Jim Hoft. Are you familiar?
No.
Was quick to weirdly conflate the president's vacation with the quake, posting a quickie. I didn't note of the quake with the headline, "Earthquake rattles Washington, D.C. Obama goes biking." He could have been there in time to stop that lawn chair from falling over, and he did not, Chris LaVoy. Never forget.
Never forget.
Just because, you know, let me just give you the fun facts from out here in California. You can't really predict when an earthquake is going to hit.
They've been trying for years. And
Hurricane Katrina, they knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You see, those kind of things you can... And also, as Harry Shearer points out, that was also a man-made disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Also, partially thanks to George Bush, who turned down funding for the levees over in Oregon. Yeah. Okay, just saying. So that was just a little primer for you in what kinds of signs. Earthquakes, you can't predict.
No.
Okay. And the only way we know we've had one here in California?
A lesbian appears on the television.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if a lesbian from, like, I don't know, Virginia Tech shows up on their TVs back there.
When a lesbian who is not Ellen shows up on television, then we're like, oh, there's been an earthquake somewhere
That's right.
What's her name? I can't remember.
I don't remember her name.
From where is... From
Caltech.
Caltech, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's... Only lesbians can accurately predict earthquakes.
Well,
they hide under furniture. That's what happens. That's how you know they start acting weirdly, and then you know there's going to be one.
Well, no, they've been under their truck fixing it, so they hide under their truck. I mean, come on.
Sexy liberal tour director Roland says his cat was hiding under the desk. He never does that.
Oh.
So they say, because animals, you know, they strike curious poses. That's how you know.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyway, the body of the post from the conservative blogger reads simply, "A 5.8 quake hit Washington, D.C. this afternoon. The Obama family was biking this afternoon." Media writing, "It's hard to know what the subtext is supposed to be. Should the president have been back at the Blue Heron Farm perusing a memo entitled 6.0 quake determined to strike within the U.S.?
I love media.
Meanwhile, less pointedly, the Drudge Report posted several earthquake-related items, finishing with Obama was on the golf course. And now, perfectly good plastic lawn chair is gone, my friends.
And might I add that he still got briefings on the earthquake while he was on the golf course. He can do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was on top of things.
All I'm saying is on President Bachman's watch, my friend, that lawn chair would still be unscathed and gas would be a penny.
Might I also add, President Obama was getting briefings on the earthquake and on Libya, and he shot an 86.
Oh, well then. Okay.
So he can do everything
at
once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, while I have to say, I much admired Bill Clinton's multitasking as well. It was my favorite part of that whole thing, that he was conducting, making really good foreign policy decisions while getting a...
Yeah, exactly. Our people can multitask.
Yeah, when most men, you know, as our friend Rick Overton says, get that bobbly baby head and they can't really even speak. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you gotta give it up for them, you know. Hello. We have Representative John Conyers coming up, and we have Ian Millhiser from the Legal Animus coming up. And Jim Ward is here.
Holy
crap. Yay! Okay.
What the hell? It's still kind of dark out.
He was out with his band last night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was. Are we going to get an update on Wizard?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent!
Yay! We have comedian Carlos Alzraki in hour number three today. In the meantime... Well, Jim, look at him. He has rock hair.
Yeah.
He shows up looking like Hal Sparks. Look at that rock hair.
It's actual bedhead. It's not designed. Actually, I did not wash my hair this morning.
Let's put you on camera. Hal
Sparks shows up with black fingernails and his hair all meddled out.
Yeah.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the...
I will not do that thing.
Do it, Jim.
Doing.
You do the hop. See, you're imitating us, and now you're doing it by accident.
I'm exercising. Stretching.
This is what we do in the 6 a.m. hour. You're never here
for
this.
Yeah, Jim. Isn't it fun? 23 minutes after the hour. Wouldn't you like to paint the fence at 6 again?
Oh, God.
1-800.
Although the traffic is much better.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't it, Jim? Look how magical it is at this hour. All right. Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, dear.
What?
We have, now we've gone and done it. Roland, the sexy liberal tour director.
Yeah.
I have made an error. He writes in all caps, "I do not have a cat. I am not a cat person. I have a dog." This may make me leave the tour faster than right-wing bribes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to be ignored.
All right. The Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize to the very high-strung, not-cat person tour director.
Touchy Roland.
He has a pit bull.
Okay. He says he has a pit bull. I don't think it's a pit bull. I think he's making that up to see a macho.
A toy poodle.
To see macho. Oh.
The Shih Tzu.
I think it is. It's some small
Pomeranian.
Poofy dog. Roland, write us back. What kind of poofy dog do you have? It's a poofy dog.
It's one that tap dances on the linoleum.
Carlos will do it later. That's the dog Carlos does in his act that dances for its food.
Yeah. Arthritic dog.
The arthritic poodle that dances for its food. Yeah. I have a feeling Roland does that. He makes it dance in circles.
Uh-oh.
All right. So we apologize to you and your foofy dog. All right.
He has a Pomeranian.
All right, Senator, I feel I just may have made this worse.
I think
All
you
right.
have.
All right, that's what tends to happen when I try to apologize to anybody.
I'm sorry if you were offended.
Yeah, it's like you just gave him a classic Republican apology.
Sorry if you're so hysterical that you somehow found that objectionable. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, on the earthquake yesterday.
The ground shook significantly. I was not initially clear what was happening, since there are relatively few earthquakes in Washington. And frankly, given the upcoming anniversary of 9/11, my first thought was that something far more severe than a tremor might have happened.
Fortunately, I keep a spare pair of shorts in my desk.
I keep a fresh pair of tidy whiteys for just this such an occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I heard from a lot of people. That's really true. Yeah. When they're not used to it and you have, you know, that sense memory of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because people said they just heard sound or shaking and they were like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I remember, well, I lived in New York during 9/11. It was for the longest time, any time a plane was seemed even weirdly low, you're like, you know.
Well, remember when that plane crashed into, you know, the water off of Queens?
Yeah.
It was like a month.
Plane.
It was a month after 9/11, and the first thing everybody thought of it.
You know what I just realized? I'm flying on September 11th, the 10-year anniversary.
Oh.
That probably wasn't wise, was it? But we have to be back on the air September 12th on Monday.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well, best of luck. Best luck to the Hal Sparks or John Fugelsang show or whatever it is.
You're flying internationally.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Because
where am I going on vacation? France! Just to piss the right wing off even more. Taking some of that sexy liberal show cash and I'm going to go be French and gay. Ha, 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 ha. Okay. I've been saving my shekels for this. I'm turning a big age. September.
Roland just wrote back.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be booking Marcus Bachman in the vagina monologues. That's it.
Has he left in a huff or will he be on the fainting couch?
Yeah, that's too soon, leaving an hour.
And he sent a picture of his dog. It is indeed a very tough-looking dog with a bandage on his foot.
It's not his dog. I don't think. I think he just bandage. Oh, from his latest bar fight? Yeah, sure. His dog has pink ribbons, I think, in his hair.
That's the neighbor's dog who was bitten by his Pomeranian.
All right. A D.C. tourist yesterday.
We thought maybe it's part of the program or so, but then we noticed that the guide herself was concerned. And then my first thought was it's an earthquake, but I know that it's very unusual. I've never heard about an earthquake on the East Coast.
She's German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know when the tour guide, because tour guides normally never take their focus off, and we're walking.
Yeah,
and
we're walking. Like, oh, my God!
What? What's wrong with the tour guide? What?
Yeah. Why?
And then does everyone do what the tour guide does? If she screams and poops, everybody in the tour group
we're
has
walking,
to.
We're walking, we're running, we're
screaming!
Walking,
we're pooping, we're running!
And there were false reports going around yesterday that the Washington Monument was actually tilting.
Oh, stop it.
It's damaged. But
There were some cracks towards the top, and it's closed today, but they're going to look at those and see how they can fix it and then move on.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not our phallic symbol. What? No.
The Martha Washington Monument is just fine. It's a big hole in the ground.
Oh,
all right.
Jim Louise,
another D.C. tourist.
We heard the noise, and we thought the train hit the wall because it was metal cracking. So that's why my manager asked us, is it the train hitting the wall or the bomb?
I just like the accents of the D.C. tourist.
Sound like that actor from a Kentucky Fried movie, take him to Detroit.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, God bless all y'alls.
Yeah.
You got through it. There you go. It's like your initiation right here in California. There you go.
You always
remember your first one.
Whenever the really big ones happen, I'm out of town.
Oh.
So I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm going anywhere.
All right, good. That and the lesbian on TV is how you know.
Dr. Kate Hutton is
there. There you go.
Yes.
29 minutes after the hour. Ian Millhiser next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, my God, you guys. My boob just fell out of my top at the bar. Drink! I pulled it out for a free drink!
That's you on every flight.
I pulled them both out in Detroit. Folks, a little something extra.
Oh, dear.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Are you going to do that in Asheville with your mom in the
audience? No, no.
What about a teabagging demonstration?
No. It'll be like Masterpiece Theater in Asheville now that my mom's coming. I'll wear an Afghan shawl.
Well,
I'll be in a rocking chair.
Normally it's Masturbation Piece Theater. So.
Hi! Mom's going to come to the show. That's yet to be decided. She's going to come spend time with me and visit. Mom, 8 o'clock's bedtime for me. Maybe you too. I don't really think you'll enjoy it.
You were giving the clear impression that your mom was coming to the
show.
She
wants to. I may try to prevent that.
Dissuade her from that.
I may dissuade her from that notion.
You'll hear an awful lot of, oh dear, from the audience.
Yeah, you would just hear it in the silence in between laughs.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Are you going to slip like a sleeping pill in her cocktail, in her pre-show cocktail?
Hey, there you go.
My father and I don't know what happened.
Why can't you be like your brother?
Oh, this is
easy. Why can't you be like your brother?
Why can't you be like Rita Rudner? Okay. All right. 34 minutes after the hour, we mentioned this article yesterday, which was great. Just 1 week into his campaign, Rick Perry disavows his nine-month-old book, written by our good friend Ian Millhiser at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Good morning, Ian.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Stephanie.
I loved your piece yesterday because it's hilarious how he was just promoting this a few months ago. And now this is like, oh, it was a high school thesis or something. Why are you guys...
It's a prank.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean, the way that a friend of mine put it is, you know, he and Rick have, Rick Perry now have something in common. They both hate Rick Perry's book.
Yeah, so it was last November. He published Fed Up. It's a, as you say, a 240-page ode to Tentherism, which argues everything from child labor laws to the Clean Air Act to Medicare violates the Constitution. And as it turns out, as you say, claiming that America's entire social safety net is unconstitutional, not very popular. So Perry's now trying to take it all. He's like a week into his campaign, right? Or when
no,
you wrote
right.
this, yeah.
I think it was on day 8 of his campaign that he decided to disavow the book that he published, you know, less than a year ago. And like you said, it lays out this ridiculous vision for the Constitution. I mean, eliminating Medicare is only the start in Rick Perry's vision. And I'll point out that last week we have video of Rick Perry on the campaign getting asked questions about his policies and saying, oh, if you want to see what I
read
believe,
the book.
You should read my book.
Yeah.
So really, like, about 6 days after he was touting this thing on the campaign trail, he realizes, oh, wait a second, like, people aren't going to like it if I think Social Security is unconstitutional. I better pretend I never wrote that thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. I love his spokesperson, as you quote here, Mr. Sullivan says, that up is not meant to reflect the governor's current views on how to fix the program. The book, he says, is a look back, not a path forward. It was written as a review and critique of 50 years of federal excess, not in any way as a 2012 campaign blueprint or manifesto. That is hilarious.
The book was not intended to be a factual statement.
No, of course. The whole thing was not intended to be factual. Yeah. And I love how you say it's not some 20-year-old graduate school thesis. You know, as you say, this is a substantial manifesto about what he thinks. I mean, how do you run away from this, do you think?
I don't think he can get away with it. I mean, we're certainly seeing a creep in this country of people being able to disavow more and more recent stuff. You know, the 20-year-old thesis was a reference to Governor Bob McDonnell, the governor of Virginia, who wrote this, you know, fairly wacky thesis when he was a grad student in his 30s, arguing for how you could bring about a Christian right takeover of the country. And he disavowed that, and some people gave him a pass, some people didn't. But this is something that Rick Perry wrote last year. I mean, this is something he wrote after 9 years as the governor of a state. And if he can get away with this, then, you know, we might as well let Mitt Romney say he doesn't believe what he said last week or yesterday.
Well, you know, there was a great piece in the LA Times last weekend in that, again, you know, just another story about sort of the mainstream media falling down on the job, that he, you know, had said to this 5-year-old or whoever, like, oh, you know, we teach, you know, evolution and creationism in the schools. That's not true. I can't remember. Oh, when he made his secessionist comment, he had said, oh, you know, it's different here in Texas. We were set up as a republic, and we, you know, we have the right to go whenever we want, and we're thinking about that. And he's like, what? No, you're not. No, you're not set up like that. I mean, it's just patently untrue stuff, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, there's this myth that Texas is allowed to leave the Union if it wants.
Yeah.
The Constitution is very clear. The Constitution says that Congress has to agree to states splitting themselves up. You know, there's a Supreme Court decision which says that there's no secession. So they're really, you know, all of these myths you hear about Texas's special status just aren't true.
It's kind of a war fought over that, wasn't there? I seem to recall.
Yeah, and, you know, and there was the Civil War that we fought a little while back.
Yeah. Ian, you know, the one thing I wonder is, I'm sure you've seen all the recent polls, you know, showing Perry is in the lead or, you know, even in a hypothetical matchup with Obama. And yet you look at, particularly as you have his book, this is not where the American people are. How do you, you know, how do you square that political disconnect? And is that going to change once people become more aware of this? Because, you know, as you say, you know, you can look at any poll on Medicare, Social Security, whatever. This book is not where the American people are.
Yeah, no, and I think that puts a burden on the Obama campaign and on others to make sure that people are aware of what is in there. You know, the reality is that the economy is bad. The economy is bad for a lot of reasons. It is bad because of the economy that President Obama inherited. It is bad because of a lot of obstructionism. And it is bad in small part because of mistakes that President Obama made at the beginning of his presidency. And that's a reality we have to, that we have to deal with. That's a reality that the Obama campaign, separately has to deal with. And their best strategy, as I see it, is just to make sure that people know what the options are. And trust the American people to see that between Barack Obama and, you know, someone who wants to eliminate Social Security and Medicare, they can make a clear choice there.
Yeah, I mean, it's as I say, boy, it is getting creepier and creepier, the similarities between George W. Bush and this guy, except that he strikes me as worse. I mean, I never thought I'd have this conversation, Ian, but way worse, right?
Yeah, no, this is, I think that Rick Perry may be the most conservative major presidential candidate since William McKinley, who was elected in 1892. I mean, some of the things he calls for, you know, eliminating the income tax, eliminating people's ability to elect their own senator. You literally have to go back to the 1890s to find major party presidential candidates.
I mean, granted, you know, George Bush was a quote-unquote compassionate conservative that mocked a woman he executed, but at least she was guilty. This guy literally executed an innocent guy, right, and impeded an investigation into it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the reality is we will never know what happened there. And the reason we will never know what happened there is because when it started to look embarrassing for Governor Perry, he shut down the investigation.
Yeah, that doesn't look too suspicious. That's
at all.
Yeah. For people that don't know that, because again, that's, you know, all you can do, right, is just keep putting his record out there. But it was a guy that was convicted of arson. His wife and three kids, I think, died in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but it was, of course, found later that you know, the investigator said that it could not have been arson. So he was executed for that.
Right. Yeah, no, it's really a shocking case. And it's shocking, you know, not just for the fact that, you know, sadly, this individual would not be the only person who was executed where there's serious doubts as to whether or not he committed the crime. But at the very least, you know, there should be investigations. If we're going to have the death penalty, which is doubtful, we should do everything we can to make sure that we are not executing innocents. And if you shut down our investigations to make sure that, you know, you can't make this system work, that is terrifying. You know, the idea that you're not going to examine the state using its power to kill people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think it's a good point you just made. I mean, in terms of taking a pause when thinking about the death penalty, you know, that could happen to any of us. You know, can you imagine? Who knows, right? Electrical fire or something, his wife and children are dead, and now he's executed for it wrongly. I mean, you know, and that could happen to any of us.
Yeah, no, that's why we have due process in this country. That's why the police can't just break into your house and go rifling through your drawers to find evidence. That's why we have all of these protections, because it's not about the fact that, oh, there might be someone who's guilty who gets off every now and then. That does happen every now and then. It's to protect everyone else. It's to protect all the innocent people who, absent due process, absent a guarantee that your rights will be protected, have no way to know that they won't be the next person thrown behind bars.
Yep, absolutely. What about, you know, not just what Rick Perry believes, it's in this book, but his record in Texas, do you think that's going to be, you know, fairly brought up? Because it's such a myth, right? This Texas miracle and all of, I mean, he's number one in minimum wage jobs. They're what, last in education. I mean, there are so many barometers that they are so, you know, close to the bottom of the pack in terms of the United States, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, Rick Perry would have you believe that he hurls lightning bolts from Mount Olympus.
But,
you know, the truth is, you know, they are number one in minimum wage jobs. They're number one in uninsurance. The one in four people in Texas do not have insurance. Their unemployment rate isn't that great. You know, they rank 24th in the country, so middle of the pack, behind New York, behind Massachusetts. And the only reason that Texas is there is because they have oil. Mm-hmm. You know, Texas is the one state, Texas and Alaska, or I guess are the two states where the rest of the country suffers when oil prices
spike. Well, it's like, right, it's like Sarah Palin taking credit for stuff in Alaska that's all, you know, oil subsidies and stuff. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, every single dollar that we're paying now for $4 gas is, you know, and not, but, you know, about, you know, quite a few cents of that is being shipped off to Texas. And so, yeah, that's helping the Texas economy, but that's not because of anything that Rick Perry did.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian, great stuff. I love the article, and thanks, as always, for taking time for us. We'll check in a lot more as the campaign progresses.
That sounds great.
All right, there he goes, Ian Millhiser from the Center for American Action.
See how smart he was to put all on the ground in Texas? That's what I've done for
you. He did that with a lightning bolt.
Thrown from Mount Olympus.
Boom! Boom! I said there shall be oil.
He's Zeus, is what he's saying.
I think she got that illusion.
Oh, good.
I got it.
Okay.
45 minutes. All right, I'm like the doddering old grandmother of this show.
Yeah.
Well, do you get that,
yes.
Granny?
Sometimes we're not sure.
Turn on your hearing aid.
If you get references. Sometimes we're just not sure if you
get
references.
Shut up. 46 minutes to the hour.
Have to double check sometime.
Right. Right back with the Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it's a cross between beautiful and gross. I want to cry and vomit.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up. I get it.
Easy.
You're back on tour again.
The cars.
Minus Benjamin Orr, unfortunately. Yes. Passed away.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. The return of the patron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show, Representative John Conyers. Next hour, very excited.
Yeah.
Yay!
We're going to be talking about the Dream Act.
Yes. 51 minutes after the hour.
So is Charlie Rangel going to be calling in anytime soon? Is he afraid of that mimic still being there?
Oh, he called in like a few months ago.
He's called despite the mimic.
Yeah.
Many times. All right. despite the four-year-old ones and the regular ones. Nah, it's a good girl. Audrey.
She's 14.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We haven't had the matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show calling in a while.
Oh! Senator Barbara Boxer, where are you?
B-Box,
she rocks.
That's right.
All right. And as I recall, I worked my hump off doing campaign events, Senator Boxer.
You did.
I'd just like to point that out, Senator. Okay.
Yes, you were the reason she got reelected.
That's exactly right. Thank you. All right. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Mm. Oh, heavens. You know, it's vacation-y time, isn't it?
Kinda, yeah.
Fill-in host time.
Oh, boy.
Mm. See, I'm the only one that didn't get the memo, and I don't get a sucky fill-in host. I get people that are better than me, and I endanger my job every time.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Rush Limbaugh gets, this guy.
I've never been in an earthquake. I'm from Wisconsin. We don't have earthquakes. Mm. We don't have earthquakes. People in California, we get this stuff all the time. Just getting more information. 5.8. This mm-hmm. just happened mm-hmm. during this last break mm-hmm. that I felt the chair moving. Mm. Earthquake strikes Washington, D.C. He's been here for 2.5 years. There's no reason for the ground to start shaking now. Maybe it's a sign that it's the beginning of the end. Maybe this will be the thing that gets him to come back from vacation.
Is that a joke about him being
golfing, you see. Yeah. And somehow he failed to stop the earthquake.
Yes.
You know, that's how incompetent he is.
He's
golfing. The president never really goes on vacation. He just does his work from a different place other than the White
Unlike
House.
Unlike Bush, who who like went to another planet, pretty much.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, cover your ass now.
Yeah, thanks. Got brush to clear. Mm. I swear to God, that Secret Service just kept putting the brush there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like, you know, busy work. It's giving your kid something to color. All right. Better. Oh, that's good job, Mr. President. Oh, yeah, that brush is. They're probably like in the truck, like just ahead of him, putting down the brush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like
boy.
Scenery.
Oh, who's the best brush clearer? You are, Mr. President. Okay. I don't know if they spoke to him in that tone. Like Michelle Bachmann. I'm just saying.
Behind his back, they probably did.
Yeah. Okay, Brett Baer, President.
President Obama's approval rating is as shaky as the ground was here today and there in Mineral, Virginia. Rasmussen's tracking poll has just 44% approval for the president and 56% disapproval.
Okay. Did everyone connect everything to the earthquake somehow?
You know what? I think that's it.
Yeah. That,
the rest of the stuff in right-wing world was pretty
shaky as the ground and blah, blah, blah. One right-wing blogger, did you hear that, Jim? He actually did connect the earthquake to president's fault, essentially. Mm-hmm. Wow, perfectly good lawn furniture has collapsed.
Yep.
Okay. Dick, prostitute toe sucker Dick Morris on Hannity at Libya.
What's underscoring Libya, which is why I think this speech he gave today declaring success because Gaddafi is more or less out of power, I think is like Bush's mission accomplished.
Really?
Libya is the East versus the West. They're practically two different countries. The rebels are from the East. The regime was from the West. It took 5,300 U.S. sorties to dislodge Gaddafi. That they are dug in. And they took their weapons home with them. They took their guns home with them. And I believe you're going to have another Iraq there.
You hope.
Let me.
Yeah, he hopes.
Let's review. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So, how many American soldiers died in Iraq?
A lot.
I don't know the exact number. But, and then, as you recall, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, posed no threat to us, didn't attack us. And then, okay. Do I even need to go into this? So, nobody, I mean, Libya, we lost nobody, right? And and dislodged Gaddafi, and, okay. All right, and the president, by the way, was very careful not to have that kind of blustery, I'm wearing a codpiece, mission accomplished moment. He was very cautious yesterday.
There was no banner hanging behind him.
No, he was actually very cautious.
But he didn't say we won.
No, he did
but
not.
But he is still at large.
Yes.
He is still at large. That's why the president was very careful.
And yes.
There were, of course, civilian casualties, as there always are. So there's a risk-benefit analysis that could be made if he's worth all that, Gaddafi, but not at all.
Yes.
But it's certainly not Iraq.
No.
No.
No. Once again, Dick Morris. Wrong, as he normally is. Okay. In fact, he's written entire books based on being wrong.
Condi versus Hillary.
That's going to be the presidential campaign. Don't you know it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karl Rove on the Fox
His policies News. Have utterly failed. Mm-hmm. This is the seventh or eighth or ninth time that we've heard the president talk about producing a plan. And each time that he's sort of gotten around to tossing an idea out on the table, it has included only more spending, more deficit, more debt, and the American people are fed up with
no,
it.
No, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's, oh my God.
Okay. All right.
He's bent over backwards to accommodate the Republicans.
Yes.
They just keep moving the goalposts.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yes. In fact, even on Libya, it's like now the goalpost is not Gaddafi being gone. Because remember, they said that's a disaster. Now he's gone on a limb calling for Gaddafi to be gone. Now he's really, okay. Well, now that he's gone, that's not the barometer. Okay, Glenn Beck is he in Israel?
He's in Israel. I think his little thing is
all
today.
All by himself.
Yeah. John Boehner said that nobody from Congress was allowed to go and appear at this thing.
Don't go. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
It'll end badly for you.
Yeah, and you know who else is not that happy about it? A lot of Jews, actually, because he's got a lot of anti-Semitic things.
Yes, he has.
Okay, Glenn Beck.
The left is absolutely evil. The left is evil.
They expose
themselves every time when it comes to what's happening in Israel. Mm. They expose their flotilla and their human rights for the Palestinian. They expose themselves as evil.
So
wanting human
calling
rights
for human rights
for other humans,
for everybody
is evil.
Is evil.
Okay. All right. We'll just let that lay there.
God, he's wow.
First of all, if you hate Arabs, you're an anti-Semite. There are Semitic people as well.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Juliet Huddy on the Fox News.
Congressman Paul Ryan breaking a lot of hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Announcing he is not going to be running for the White House.
Yeah, I almost took today off. That was, that was a body blow to the body politic. Okay.
I won't run. I won't. You can't make me.
All right, Eddie. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's
The Stephanie Miller Show.
We apologize for the picture of the fallen lawn chair with yesterday's date and never forget.
God, some people are so tetchy.
Sorry. We know you had an earthquake. Sorry. We don't mean to be jaded out here in California. Just saying. We apologize.
Well, maybe you could pick up some beachfront property in Ohio cheap.
Oh, come on, kids. Come on. Now we're all in the earthquake club. Come on.
We have to hear from them all the time. So why can't we give them a little bit of crap?
People are getting a little hysterical on the Facebook page. It's not funny!
We could have died!
You didn't. Okay.
Nobody died.
There was movement!
Sorry, a soup can fell off the shelf. Sorry.
It's like an East Coast, West
Coast,
like, rap war.
The ground's not supposed to do that!
Gawker.com,
which is based in New York, says that Californians are being insufferable about this earthquake.
Yeah, I'm Biggie Smalls now.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Poor little thing.
Aw, wah. Okay. Sexyliberal.com is the website, kids. Sexyliberal on Facebook. Coming up next, Lansing, East Lansing, Michigan, September 17th, special Sexy Liberal show, a fundraiser for the Democratic Party there. You can go to sexyliberal.com for how to get tickets to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we got a lot of dates coming up, and we announced new ones, and it's very, for instance, guess what I think is going to be sold out by the end of this week already for, and that's not coming up. Yeah, until December.
Recount your blessings, Sunshine State.
Oh, you can almost taste the sunshine.
Because Stephanie Miller is coming to South Florida.
What? Is she finally moving to the villages?
No. The state with the least popular governor is welcoming this year's most popular comedy tour, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. And it's gonna be hot.
How hot? When do you like it?
Very hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
On December 10th, the Broward Center's Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale will host the Sexy Liberal Players, led by progressive beach babe, Stephanie Miller.
The exotic dancer under the name of Marie, the Flame of Florida.
Tickets are available at BrowardCenter.org or by calling 877-311-SHOW. That's 877-311-7469. South Florida, spring break is coming early this season, and the forecast calls for Cat 5 Sexy Liberal Laughter.
Yikes, yikes. Thank you. All right. Almost sold out, I'm told. And we have no station there. Some enterprising radio company might want to check into that.
Just hope there weren't any hurricanes while you're...
Like, what?
That would be.
Okay.
Yeah, Hurricane Irene is headed for the earthquake country.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Boom. All right. And then, by the way, we're very excited. Saturday, November 12th, we're going to mess with Texas. We're going to Austin. We're going into the heart of Perryland.
Yep.
Yeah. because of stories like this, we're going to have to give some money to something there. This story from the land of Rick Perry, Tommy sends us. Texas judge bars a gay man from leaving his children with his husband. That sounds kind of activist-y judgy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. Harris County Associate Judge Charlie Prine Jr. Means there's a senior. Oof. That spawned. Of Texas has issued a ruling that can only be seen as being activist in nature. He has prohibited a father from leaving his children with any man that they are not related to by blood or adoption, even though there have been no allegations of abuse nor any risk of them being abused. The ruling that family law practitioners are saying is an unheard-of infringement on the rights of parents came because William Flowers, the father of three children with his ex-wife, is not only gay but is married to Jim Evans, the two married in Connecticut. Now you wonder what's the reason for marriage equality and for everybody sorting this out legally, because this is a mess.
Yeah.
Legally. In 2004, Flowers and his ex-wife divorced. They agreed their three children should live with her. Flowers decided recently to change that arrangement, file for custody. After a jury hearing, it was found the ex-wife should keep custody, but granted Flowers visitation rights. Flowers' ex-wife did not allege Flowers or anyone around him had abused the children. Flowers' mother is currently in the hospital, and if he has the children at that time, he can't leave them with his husband to visit her. Isn't that nice? The ruling also means male doctors, teachers, et cetera, cannot be left alone with the child because of this ridiculous ruling.
Yep. Hmm.
All right. Can I just say that's a little messed up? A little messed up in Texas.
Yeah, it is.
Texas has already been messed with, in my opinion, legally and otherwise. All right. Hey, party stock. This has got to be future husband stack for me, and I think you'll remember why. Authorities say a Nebraska partygoer who passed out in a limousine bus bathroom drove the 40-foot-long vehicle home but left his wallet and a pair of jeans in the bathroom.
Oh boy.
Police say the $80,000 bus was found a few blocks from his home Saturday afternoon. Police say he was likely asleep when the bus was taken back to Leisure Limousine Services parking lot around 3:30 a.m. Saturday. The keys were inside. Investigators believe when he woke up and realized the doors were locked, he drove it home. Problem solver, in my opinion. And why do I say that? Well, because I think the statute of limitations has run out on the fact that I actually stole a bus just for a short time. When I was a camp counselor during college.
Yeah, you took it on a joyride?
I'm explaining the story, and only on the grounds that I think the statute of limitations has run out. I was a camp counselor at a camp for overprivileged children, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
also
one
known
summer,
as USC.
No, I was a student at USC, and I was a camp counselor at Cali Camp, which was rich kids' camp.
Weren't you a little overprivileged, too?
No, I was working at least.
Okay.
I'm like those little brats. I was watching the little brats. Anyway, but I had to, I told you they rushed you through your class too and get, you can drive a bus and go pick children up.
So is this a stick shift?
Yes. Yeah, they they give you like a couple hours of training. Good, you're good to go. Here we go. Yeah, I used to hit every curb, every...
Nothing's changed.
I didn't, and you, I had to go pick the kids up individually at their house. Yeah. I remember one day they all won goldfish, and I kept hitting every curb, and they were all like, "You're killing our goldfish!" I'm like, "Shut up! Give me another drink."
When I roll the bus, then you can complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was rich. I just remember, you know, one day I came to pick up one kid, and she said, "I can't go today. We're going to Europe instead." I was like, "Oh, all right.
All right, cool."
Cool. Anyway, what was my point? Oh, so I was my roommate and I were moving our stuff back to USC, and so I actually I stole the bus. I didn't really steal it. See, you got to keep the bus at your house and then pick up the kids, and so it was at my house for the weekend, and so I used it to move all of my clothes
they
and stuff back
the
to
bus
USC.
Over the weekends?
Yeah. You weren't supposed to use it to do other stuff. You were only supposed to use it to yeah.
Is that what you were driving when you threw up grasshoppers on the 405?
No. That was out the window. Someone else was driving.
Okay.
All right. wow, those stories just magically come back, don't they?
And what did you have the booking photo for that we're still trying to locate drawer in a police station in downtown Los Angeles?
I did not know today was going to be the day that I'm forced to admit my criminal past. All right, you might as well play Dragnet. Yes, all right. So technically, the first story was not a stolen bus because I was in possession of the bus.
Okay.
I just remember my roommate running up and down the aisle screaming because the clothes and things were flying everywhere. And yes.
Schaefer in the chat room says we're on Steph's tragical history tour.
Yes.
The tragical history tour coming to take you away.
Okay, yes. I was arrested for a minor in possession of alcohol while I was at USC. Now,
I was arrested for at
Thank
ASU.
You. See?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you go to ASU is to get arrested for drinking.
No, you go to ASU to get drunk. That's the only reason you go to ASU.
Not getting arrested at ASU for drinking is unusual.
Exactly.
All right. So the point is, I grew up in New York, and so I was already legal. It was 18 in New York, and then it was 21 out here. So I was like 20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place that was kind of notorious for selling to underage, you know, USC kids.
Sure.
So because I looked older, because I've always looked ancient, I was the one that had to go buy I went to buy my roommate a six-pack of Miller Lite, the light beer.
You looked ancient because you had a mustache.
I did not have a mustache at USC. That was earlier. I looked 60 already, so I was the one that had to go get the booze. And so I was walking out, and they said, "Do you have an idea?" I said, "No." And then the guy next to me said, "Oh, I'll get it for you." And we got out right outside the door.
Yep. Oh, no.
Swear to God, handcuffed, back of the car. Yes. And so I was just minor in possession of it, yeah.
And,
I had it. They threw me on the bench. I was in the clink.
And so somewhere out there,
there is a mugshot.
There is a mugshot of Stephanie Louise Miller.
And I was sitting on the bench in L.A., handcuffed. And I'm talking, you know, making conversation as I do. What are you guys here for? Oh, rape, murder. Okay. Alrighty.
Sometimes at the same time.
As I inched down the bench. Call me over here. All right.
Are you a murdering rapist or a raping murderer?
Yeah, and then my dad had to hire an attorney to, you know, get it knocked down to a traffic ticket or something that Republican dads do. And
Daddy
then,
got yeah. you a, okay.
And I remember my dad said that was the most expensive six-pack I ever bought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's my story of my criminal path. Somewhere. See, that's why I can never be president. That mugshot's going to surface. Although my Republican dad might have squelched that so that I could be president someday.
That's entirely possible. Republican fathers are known to do that. Especially well-connected Republican fathers.
See? Here's what I'm saying. All right. Lavender Pitt in Tucson, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lavender.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Luke.
Morning,
hey,
Lavender.
If you're going to ASU, isn't it just self-defense to get that drunk?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
especially on South Campus. I mean, I was stuck on, you know, Adelphia Drive. Oof.
Yes, because none of that happens down here at the University of Arizona.
No,
no,
no, you're pristine down there.
No, that's one word for it.
You have a story about your own drinking. Please, share.
Oh, me? No, the last time I got so blind drunk that I threw up like it was grasshoppers was the sophomore year cast play for Godspell, and I've never drunk Southern Comfort again.
Oh, I love Godspell. See, now you're talking my language. Yeah, yep. Mine
yeah,
was...
no, I was a sheep and a goat that night.
What's that?
Sheep and a goat?
What are some of the songs from Godspell? I love that show. I can't remember it. I think, actually...
I can't remember anymore either because it's Southern Comfort.
Yeah, I might
Day by day.
Day by day. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, that's it. And then I was like, yakking grasshoppers out on the 405 out the window. Oh good
Lord,
times.
These things I...
three things I...
I remember one time in college I mixed Southern Comfort and champagne and tequila and beer and half a dozen other things.
No.
I didn't actually hurl, but I should have.
You're still waiting
floor,
to from that
didn't
year.
Just move, waited for it to move down.
Have we said...
Somewhere that's still in your stomach. For me, that night of drinking and the Tommy Burger, right? It's still in my stomach, and that was like in 1982. Yeah.
Have we segued into the dog days of summer drinking stories topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to talk about Libya here. And, it's August. We're close to vacation. Good times. All right.
All
18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Shake your body down to the ground.
Good body, everybody.
There you go, mocking people that have survived the collapse of their long furniture back east. There you go.
Now we're being accused of mocking 9/11.
Oh my God. 24 minutes after the hour.
And we were scolded by someone who said, is this any way the party of tolerance behaves?
Apparently.
Tolerance.
That's it.
Where's your tolerance now?
Okay. All right. 24 minutes. We apologize. You know what? This happens to us every August.
It was Obama's fault. He didn't stop the earthquake.
Yes.
He was busy golfing.
All right.
What a bastard.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's August, and so I don't know how we got into the drinking stories. Chris in Yankton writes, guys, when Mrs. Chris in Yankton spent a semester at the University of Lancaster in England, she got into a drinking contest with a bunch of English guys at the dorm.
Oh,
man, that never ends well. To this day, she can't even smell whiskey without having a vivid, nauseating flashback. Apparently, the evening ended with her vomiting profusely and her friend standing outside the bathroom stall yelling, Sheila, remember Janis Joplin died in her own puke?
Oh, dear, that's helpful.
Probably not helpful. Just hold my hair and shut up.
To this day, I can't drink tequila. You want to know why?
Yes, in fact, I would like to know why.
We were sitting around a campfire on a beach in Mexico, passing a tequila bottle around and drinking from it.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and puked in a girl's shoes that were sitting on the outside of the campfire. Her name was December Batista. I don't know why I remember
that.
Wow,
there's a porn name.
You know,
cool.
There was a night at Husong's Cantina in Mexico on spring break when you're in college. I think it ended badly with tequila, but so badly, I don't really remember any of it. All right. Oh, I do know that where that story ended.
Oh.
The me drinking grasshoppers was the last drink in the string of drinks, as you were saying, Jim. I don't know how it started, but it ended with thinking grasshoppers would be a good idea. On the bottle.
Creme de menthe is never a good idea.
Yeah, and then so that ended in,
I just think I'm going to buy
it. Flat out the window on the 405, but then it ended up where it always does on a weekend at USC, and that is at Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, no.
Yes. The midnight one, and all I remember is laying down. I thought it would be a good idea to lay down for a nap right in the entrance. And I was my friends going, this isn't a good place.
No.
You can't get up.
The motorcycle's coming through any second now.
Here.
Takes its toll.
I remember, actually, face down was it, because I was, that was my comfortable sleeping position, and I thought that seemed like a comfy place in the doorway.
Mm. Turns out it probably wasn't.
No, people just stepped around me.
Yeah.
I saw it at the Tiffany when it was still a movie theater. Then it became an actual theater.
All right. You know what? We sound like our own fill-in show, don't we? At this point, we're just kind of meandering.
And it's only Wednesday. It's not even Friday. Yeah. It's only Wednesday.
Okay.
Come on to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Okay. Mary in New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Just a reminder, I am the official extra hot chili mama of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Boy, howdy.
Well, something positive came out of the devastation of the earthquake yesterday. We have a new word to add to the lexicon of the English language. It's an epicincter. It's an a-hole who spends 2 hours talking about something that lasted for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, Mary in New Mexico, you little scallywag. An epicincter. Dina in Virginia. It's not funny. She was in Virginia. Hi, Tina.
I would like to personally absolve you of all of your sins of mocking the earthquake yesterday.
Thank you.
Because it really was not that bad.
Yeah.
Come on, people, get over it. It shook for what, all of 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was some damage in Virginia.
And you were there in the epicenter.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was rocking in my chair, and I just thought I was rocking still.
That happens in an earthquake, you know?
All right. I'm going out and getting earthquake supplies, though, just to...
I know. I feel closer to you, Tina. Don't you feel like we've all been baptized now?
Protection.
Yes.
I couldn't believe people were calling me in California to go, there was an earthquake! And I'm like, what? Where? There? Oh. Because Gina, I usually miss the ones here. That's how earthquake.
Yeah.
What an old earthquake crone I am. Chris will go.
I had to learn about it on TV. It was like, oh, that's what it was. Oh,
yeah.
I just let my dog shook my chair.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you have to tell me about most of them. I'm like, really? It's after a cocktail hour, I'm like, really?
The really bad ones happen when I'm out of town for an extended period.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I'll stick around for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
No way. Good.
Okay.
Good to know. All right. We're on Labor Day week. You're not going anywhere? We're on vacation?
Not.
No?
Right. Maybe Marina Del Rey.
Oh! No, that's not out of town.
No. Oh,
no. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sharon Stone's baby is afraid of
Stephanie Miller.
Just like the rest of us.
It's nice we can admit to our own weirdness. Chris just looked at me and said, "You're really weird this morning."
Yeah.
I'm like, we always get like this in August right before vacation. So we should change the name of the show to Brain Farts.
Yeah.
Brain Farts in August. Welcome to it. This hour brought to you by Run the Rats Out of Congress and Out of Your House. To Rambo Total Pest Control supports Progressive Radio for control of rodents, ants, and wasps in the Seattle-Tacoma area. Visit RamboPest.com.
Yay, we love Rambo Pest.
Our sponsor. Okay, apparently the picture we posted mocking the earthquake back east that has caused so much consternation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a picture of one fallen white lawn chair, and it says, 8/23/2011, never forget. And now someone has added an eagle with an American flag across it.
Across the face, yeah. That's mocking 9/11.
Sue in Rockville, Maryland says it broke stuff in her house. Good morning, Sue. We apologize.
No. I am calling to apologize to you. I've already apologized to Rebecca, Jim, Chris,
yes,
Seth.
Yes.
I apologize for anything I have ever said to anyone who lives in Earthquake, California, because this thing went through my house yesterday like the freight train.
Yeah.
My entire house shook to its foundations for a sustained 30 seconds, scared the bejeebies out of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Things broke, things fell down, broke, drawers popped open, closets popped open, books fell, anything on a top shelf went flying down.
Yep.
You need Bobby Jindal to come to an exorcism at this point.
No, seriously.
Yes.
My poor mom, thankfully, had cataract surgery and was staying with me yesterday. She was so frightened. And you know, I was like, at 88, she's the same age as your mom,
yep.
Steph. And
yep.
This was a life experience she did not need to have.
Yeah, yeah. She could have done without this at 88.
But I will never
all right.
mock you
it
guys.
It is unnerving when it happens.
No, have you guys had, you know what I found worse are the aftershocks. Have you had those?
Apparently, closer to Eric Cantor's district, how perfect it is that the epicenter was in his district. That's just the best irony.
You can
of
imagine
all.
The bitch face he had yesterday.
Yeah. Earthquakes are so 2010.
And downtown Culpeper is completely shut down. They had so much facade and building cracks that they turned off the power last night to keep from fires happening and totally turned it down. So I think he should go to downtown. I think he should go there to downtown Culpeper today and stand there among his constituents and explain why he wants to take away all the money from the United States Geological Survey people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, after Northridge, that's what I found is that because every time there was an aftershock, you think, it's going to be even a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like walking around for weeks like, nah, dead.
We still have buildings standing here in Los Angeles that are uninhabitable after Northridge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, they're very scary things.
Right. And can I just tell you, that picture, though, with the one chair, that started circulating last year when we had a little piddly 3.0 thing come through the area.
Right.
And nothing had happened. And that was the picture that everyone used to mock it. And that one I didn't even feel. But this thing, we were right along the line. And I just have to say, I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you. We're sorry back. Okay. Solidarity.
But
by the way, I remember my mom. I remember when it happened at 4 a.m. here. And I remember I called her immediately to just tell her everything, that I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah. But my mom only believed at that point Katie Couric on the Today Show. She did not believe me until she saw it on the Today Show. I said, Mom, I just want you to know there's been a major earthquake here in L.A., but I'm fine. And so then, you remember, the circuits were busy all day.
Oh, sure.
So then she finally reaches me in the afternoon. She's like, oh, Steffi, I wondered if you were. I saw on the Today Show. I was like, yes, Mom, that's why I called you to tell you that there'd been a
earthquake.
What did you think? A building fell on me later? That's why I've been able to get through. Katie Couric told me it's an earthquake. Yes. Yeah.
In the most perky way possible, of course.
Yes.
It's a very perky earthquake.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Seven points of perky.
Nancy in Minnesota. Chris, it's for you.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, I'm the official Aunt Nana of Minneapolis.
Hi, Aunt Nana.
And I wondered how you all missed this on MSNBC or CNN. I saw Colonel Roland Lavoie of NATO leading the charge in Libya.
Oh,
how about that?
And there was a family resemblance.
Actually, Lavoie is a very common last name in French-speaking Canada.
It means right-wing douchebag.
I think we even have water in Canada that they name Lavoie water.
Yeah.
So it's Canadian.
Yeah, it's very common in Canada, although not very common in France, strangely.
Yeah, it's the root of douche nozzle.
It is not. It means the way or the path.
I got your path ready.
You have to talk like Jean Chrétien out the side of your mouth, eh?
Michael in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steph. What's up, girl?
Good.
You know, this thing with the earthquake, we felt it a bit also. My wife and I just came back from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We did visit Martha's Vineyard, but unfortunately we did not see President Obama. Wah, wah. But nonetheless, thank you. But we felt it while we were in the elevator coming down to pick up more of our luggage from the car. But I'm hearing this crap about this is President Obama's fault because he was on vacation.
Yes.
I am so sick and tired and fed up to hear.
Why didn't he stop the earthquake?
I mean, there's no one. No one can control an earthquake from happening. I think the better chance of an earthquake happening or being caused is by the Republicans and their environmental policies. But nonetheless, President Obama is on vacation. He's entitled to it, and I didn't hear jack squat about the Republicans complaining about George W. Bush being on vacation far more times in a single year than Obama. And who caused this economic fiasco? Bush and the Republicans.
Yeah.
So, you know, get it together. Cut the crap, Republicans.
Well, you know why he couldn't stop the earthquake is because he had used up all his spider powers. He used his spidey sense of figuring out where Osama bin Laden was and his powers as Aquaman to plug the oil spill, the BP oil spill. So he was just, you know, fresh out of. Can I have my Masterpiece Theater music? Speaking of the Vineyard,
yes,
as they call it. Romney, oh my goodness, Romney is hitting the Vineyard and the Hamptons.
Oh dear!
Oh good heavens!
A hedge fund manager of a friend of his hosting a series of four events. Romney has planned a popular high-end vacation. Oh, one incidentally on Martha's Vineyard, where he presumably won't be scolding donors for taking vacations there. Saturday, August 27th, Martha's Vineyard. Oh, he's going to be in East Hampton and Southampton. Either Hampton. You can catch him in any Hampton.
I think I might build mansions in both places. Woof, 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 woof. That's what I do.
Yeah, to talk about the elitist president and his vacation.
Yeah. Well, I'm living in an unfinished basement, so I think I can speak from...
Romney's living in a rumpus room.
It is an unfinished basement.
All right. Yeah. By the way, I love this story. Gary writes, check out today's Asheville Citizen Times front page. Dr. Carl Mumpower, former chairman of the Republican Party and former city councilman, wants to sue the city of Asheville for child abuse for allowing children to see topless women in Asheville.
Somebody please think of the children.
You know, children have been known to nurse from topless women.
Really?
Yes. Shocking.
Oh,
when did that
really?
Start?
Is this what... This is what you're doing with your time in Asheville.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Speaking of Republicans in Asheville, my 87-year-old Republican mom is coming to the Asheville, North Carolina show. Well, she's coming to Asheville to visit me, and I'm not sure about the show yet.
Yeah.
I may just, you know, at the last minute give her the wrong address. Just, oh, oops. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong theater, Mom.
So that she can't
she's
see.
She's coming over from Charlotte.
How Sparks teabag you? That'll be fun.
Yeah, she's coming over from Charlotte for the big show. Kate.
North Carolina, get ready for your second dose of sexy liberal.
That's
Saturday, September 24th at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, the Sexy Liberal Show comes to Asheville.
Oh, this I got to see.
Down in Asheville.
Join Stephanie Miller.
She's got Snoop again.
John Fugelsang.
You're funny, all right. You're a scream.
And Hal Sparks.
Which one? Joke Cracker.
Saturday, September 24th. Get your sexy on in Asheville.
You don't want to concern yourself with government business.
Come and laugh with Steph, John, and Hal and meet other sexy liberals.
I hope you're out of jail in time to vote.
Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com for the Sexy Liberal Show starring Stephanie Miller.
Boy, you're funny, you are. You ought to go on the radio and be an all-night disc jockey.
From Klingman's Dome to the Blue Ridge Parkway, don't miss your last chance to get your sexy on this year, North Carolina, with the Sexy Liberal Show, Saturday, September 24th at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium in Asheville.
Yeehaw! Greg in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I got a conspiracy small story
for you. Oh?
Slip it to
all
me.
All right. So the very brief time that I listened to Alex Jones, if you actually connect a line from Washington, D.C. up to Philadelphia, it continues all the way up to New York City and then to the sea, or all the way up to Boston. And if you continue that line all the way across the globe, it connects to Stonehenge, which is... Of course, a big conspiracy place, right? So
the regular one or the one in Spinal Tap? The little tiny one?
The both of them. But if you connect this all the way down south to west,
Meridian.
The line connects, it extends all the way down to Mineral, Virginia.
Ooh, look at that. Interesting.
I have no idea what any of that meant, but...
Just coincidence.
Okay.
What? Coincidence?
Tanya in D.C.
Coincidence theorist.
You're
crazy coincidences.
Hey, Tanya.
Hi, that was a weird story. in any case,
So my cousin just purchased a home. We were taking a nickel and dime tour. We had just finished the tour. We were back in the family room. Her mom sitting in the chair. My mom sitting over in the other chair. And we started, my cousin and I started walking back to look at the house further. And her mom goes, "What was that?" I said, "What was that shaking?" So we all turn. She's a senior. We go, "Yeah, okay. What are you talking about?" So literally seconds later, the house starts to shake. She had some tapes that fell on the floor. Mm-hmm. We all give each other this look that once we got outside, we found out we're all thinking the same thing, is they just sold her a house that's collapsing.
Oh, no.
So we all look at each other. My cousin looks, and she yells, "Get out!" So we all just get up, and we run for the front door, only to get outside and see that everybody else was coming out. And that's when we realized it was an earthquake.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, honey, I'm glad. Happy post-earthquake day.
Thank you.
We are in solidarity out here in California.
All right.
You know what I would do, Chris?
What?
If we were having an earthquake out here.
What?
One thing I would make sure I have is my computer with my GoToMyPC on it.
Oh,
well,
okay.
My carbonate as well.
Sure.
It all goes in there. GoToMyPC.com. It's our private miracle here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a little emotional when I talk about it because at that witching hour every day, Chris Lavoie takes control of my computer from his house.
Whoa.
It's crazy. And then he prints my show prep to my printer.
We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. I control her computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot. I love it. The iPad, a great invention. Functionally, though, it can't replace that office computer. Here's another great use for GoToMyPC. Unless you have the GoToMyPC app for iPad, it's the missing link. It turns your iPad into your computer at home. There, GoToMyPC.com. It's a wonderland. Go check it out. GoToMyPC for iPad by Citrix. You can access your entire office computer right from your iPad. Work on any program, save, edit, send any file. GoToMyPC gives you the freedom and the power to work where and when you want. So easy to get started. Bing, just up in a few minutes. Chris and I can attest because I thought it was going to take a team of people. And I was like, oh,
that's easy.
It's already there. Okay.
Yeah.
To try GoToMyPC free today with a special 45-day free trial. Just for my listeners, iPad users, download the free GoToMyPC app from the App Store. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in that promo code, Stephanie. 47 minutes after the hour, I swear I'll update you on Libya next unless I get off on some other tangent. 47, no,
that's
swear.
That's entirely likely to happen.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It's more mocking earthquake humor. I'm sorry, who writes what?
Text, "You spilled your chai latte" to 90999 to donate $1 to the victims of the East Coast earthquake.
Once again, the Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize. Oh, now we pissed someone else off as well.
What did we do?
Well, I was saying that the only one we know for sure we've had an earthquake in California is because you see a lesbian on TV that is not Ellen DeGeneres.
That's right. It's Dr. Kate Hutton.
Yeah, the girl from Caltech.
That's right.
So now we've offended Aaron and San Pedro.
Oh, no.
Stephanie Mooks, are you making fun of Dr. Kate? Damn, no way. If there's an earthquake, I immediately turn on the TV to make certain that we're getting out all the information and making me feel safe. What would we do without her, please? Everyone who's been ignoring... Have some respect. Just think of the number of girls who've been able to see an educated, articulate woman scientist on the mainstream media who doesn't have to wear lipstick and stilettos.
Oh, my God.
You know that woman's usually pulled out of bed in an ungodly hour to explain for the nth time that what the Richter scale reading means in lay people language. Under those circumstances, everyone would look like a lesbian. Anyway.
Even Stephanie. No, we love...
It's true. You don't have time to put lipstick on. There's just been an earthquake, for God's sake.
We love
Dr.
Kate.
She's all rumpled and...
Yeah, we love Dr. Kate Hutton.
Exactly.
We really do.
All right. Okay. Yes, exactly. I think we've discussed this before with our friend Kathleen Madigan about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, there was the campaign hair and makeup, and you know, now there's the Secretary of State. Her BlackBerry just blew up, and she just had to fly to Boogadooga overnight, and sometimes she looks like Nick Nolte's mugshot, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, you don't really expect Charlize Theron to show up.
No, you don't.
Exactly. You know.
I wouldn't want someone looking like Charlize Theron to show up.
Oh, I would. I feel much better about the earthquake.
Hack in Cincinnati. Hello, Hack.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead, honey.
Oh, hey, you know, that earthquake, that wasn't an Obama. That Obama had nothing to do with that whatsoever. That was Chris Christie jumping into the presidential race.
Hey, ladies and ravens, he must be in, because the whole East Coast is a-shaking.
Y'all are mean.
Oh, we're giddy. Andy in Asheville, North Carolina. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
So your previous caller just stole my humor. I was going to say that it was Newt Gingrich falling off a chair when he heard the latest poll results.
Yes, oh well, we can't get enough of them.
It could be both.
All right.
It could happen simultaneously.
But one thing, I was really glad that you mentioned about Carl Mumpower here in Asheville.
Yes.
Because he is really an insaniac who he used to be on city council, and he's a family therapist.
Oh, dear. Kind of like Marcus Bachman.
I think he's coming to Sexy Liberal on September 24th? No?
I don't think he'll be there. But he's on his third or fourth marriage himself.
Of course.
So you can get an idea of
at least he's protecting the children from the boobs.
That's right.
Not the other Republicans, the actual
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come here.
Yay! All right, we'll see you there. Thank you. Yay! September 24th.
The chat room wants to know where Boogadooga is.
Ooga Boogadooga.
Ooga Boogadooga. Okay.
It's near
Mogadishu.
Dubai. Okay. Bethany in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bethany.
Oh, hi. I wanted to call out Jim. This is like Iraq. You're saying that it wasn't like Iraq. It is, because this is about gold standards.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, a country's going on to the gold standard. I mean, this is why we're in Libya.
Who's that behind you?
Oh, that's my puppy. I'm sorry.
What's his name?
Brutus, and that one's Junior. Sorry.
Brutus?
Yes.
Brutus. Sorry.
Oh, they were quite.
Who's a good Jehovah dog?
I'm so sorry about that.
All right,
that.
That's okay. All right. It sounds like Carlos is already in early doing his faraway dog bit.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days.
Yeah.
You are Jehovah God.
You're a Jehovah dog. Brutus is the Jehovah dog. Who's a good Brutus is?
That didn't sound like any Brutus I ever heard.
All right. Look, I'm finally getting to Libya. Rebels have reached Gaddafi's predicted compound Tuesday and celebrated inside, but he was still nowhere to be found. No in Casa. Nowhere to be found.
Right.
Did they check the root cellar? That's where I always hid. just saying.
That's where the bodies are usually hid, too.
Well, that's where my brother dug a grave for me.
Right.
While there is no question Gaddafi has lost control over Libya, the State Department spokesman said the U.S. is still urging him to make a public statement. There is no question the Gaddafi regime has nearly collapsed, and there's no question the best thing he could do for his people is to relinquish power immediately.
Hot female bodyguards.
They fell down on the job.
Yeah.
he released an audio, right? I don't know, whatever, his usual vowed fight on to victory, martyrdom,
I think he's hiding out with Carmen Sandiego, and he's got a gun to her head.
Think so?
Yeah.
You think so? Here is the Gaddafi.
Let me go where the girl gets it.
Gaddafi's son.
This is our country. This is our country. This is our people. And we live here and we die here.
Oh.
And we are going to win. Because the people are with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yes, he called on residents. Gaddafi called on residents of and loyal tribesmen across his North African nation to free Tripoli from the devils and traitors. Blah 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 blah. A Libyan rebel yesterday.
Many died from us, our people. They died last night.
All right. And one other Libyan rebel talking about looking for Gaddafi.
Where is he? We're looking for you. Where are you? Come on. Where are you?
That'll work. That's a clever.
Yeah.
Just.
Come out wherever you are.
Let's try that. Oh, dear. All right. So we will keep you updated on, no word on where he is just now. But what's hilarious, I have to say, is the Republican candidates ducking and covering on Libya for all their previous disastrously wrong statements. We will talk about that, celebrity stack, and much more. Comedian Carlos Alzeraqui joins us live as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. Access your Mac or PC from anywhere, now even from your iPad, with GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Stephanie. StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Lots of great shows just added and coming up, so check it out to get your tickets now. We have a jingle. Oh, this is exciting. Look what's here.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
That's racist. Sí, good morning. Me llamo Carlos El Rocky Valdez. I bring the coffee for four. My burro is parked.
It was simply an expression of love. From, is it Mike from Raleigh?
Cling, 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 cling.
Did that one?
Cling, cling, cling. Thanks, Mike.
It was a way of saying yo, kettle, Carlos.
And I was in there, right?
Yeah.
I say, coffee with Carlos real quick.
Yep.
I was going to make espresso. Thank you,
Gene Hackman. Good morning, Carlos Alzaraki.
I can start with a fat joke. It was Bonnie Franks doing his, I should have been doing PX90. I was trying to do my own form of high aerobics in Virginia. That's what set off the 5.9. I apologize. From now on, I'll do yoga and warrior poses. It's a fat joke.
You know, when he's on TV, I love Barney Frank. I love his politics, obviously. Why doesn't he ever look at the camera? He's so strange on TV.
I know, it's kind of like that Bachman address when she was on the web.
Yes.
I don't. You know why? Because I think that his glasses are so thick, they would, like, melt. Like
all
a
on the camera.
Burning hole on the camera lens.
I don't think he watches himself when he dresses himself either. It's just, it's a little rumpled.
It's a blind dressing the blind is basically what it is.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to the Hamptons myself. Hampton Inn.
There goes the Barney Frank booking.
There goes that. Thanks, Carlos. All right.
I was saying nice things.
You know, coffee with Carlos certainly beats a canister of bull semen, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And you would know this how.
Mm. Sounds like a sorority.
Nashville, Tennessee.
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
No, it's not. Breakfast of Champions. Canisters of frozen bull semen that fell from a Greyhound bus caused a minor scare. See, you think you had it bad with the earthquake. Emergency officials found them emitting a vapor by the side of the road.
Oh man.
Yikes.
You know what
I love
that
the
is?
Smell of the bull semen in the morning.
Of extracting semen from bovine creatures and horses is called animal husbandry.
Yes. Is that what it is?
They teach that do you take this man to whack off here, Willie?
Mm-hmm.
We are the only species that whack
See,
off other
See,
he's
saying it too. You're not supposed to say that. The official phrase is rub one out.
Oh.
Chris tells me I can't say whack off.
Humans are the only species that will rub one out. Rub out another species
Another species, yes.
That's what makes us superior.
It's funny, because just last week, we somehow got sidetracked with how you rub one out for an elephant, because that's a big, yes, that's somebody's job.
Two small
because
cars,
they have to,
right?
Well,
they're doing it now because it's so hard to transport elephants, so they have to get to keep the species going.
Oh, they got
to
get the milk.
Yeah, yes.
And that's what aliens do with their probes.
Yes.
That's right.
Wow.
All right.
All right. Wow.
Or so I'm told.
Uh-huh.
Two intruders found sleeping in funeral home caskets. Police in Tennessee. I'm just saying two weird stories out of Tennessee. Police in Tennessee called to a funeral home where workers found two intruders sleeping inside caskets.
Mm.
Wow.
That's cozy.
You get a comfortable casket or it's free.
I'm going to get a waterbed casket when I die. Just to go retro.
I remember waterbeds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, do you? Ow, ow, ow.
Next to the lava light. Yeah. Lava lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
waterbeds and Wawa pedals.
Get on my waterbed.
See? August 70s. This is what we do.
Now.
All right.
Sleep on my frozen waterbed.
All right. Can I tell you I love the Republican reaction on Libya?
Because
it's hilarious. It's the 2012 Republican field's first real moment in the foreign policy spotlight. The dilemma over how to respond to the apparent success of President Obama's intervention in Libya. So far, the strategy for nearly all the candidates is don't. That's it. For the most part, the GOP has offered only a slow and muted response to the collapse of Gaddafi's regime, which seems to spell the end of a dictator who has plagued the United States for decades. The only candidate to lay out a clear position on whether the NATO-led Libya mission was a good idea is John Huntsman from the band Wizard.
Wizard.
The crazy guy that believes in evolution.
Yes.
Excellent!
He said to a spokesman he still believes the mission was not core to our national security interest. The others who have spoken out issued only carefully parsed statements. They danced around it, applauding Gaddafi's demise, but stopping short of passing judgment on the mission that led to his downfall. Isn't that neat? That's a neat trick. Apparently the president responsible for the earthquake, however, not responsible for Gaddafi being gone. It had nothing to do with that.
Unless it turns out to be a bad thing.
Well, the earthquake,
then it is Obama's. Yeah.
The earthquake was caused by the jubilation of the Libyans jumping up and down in Libya.
Yes.
And the shockwaves went all the way to Virginia. So, and therefore it was Obama's fault.
Exactly. Tangentially, Obama's fault. Thank you for connecting the dots.
Tangentially.
Texas Governor Rick Perry called the end of Gaddafi's violent, repressive dictatorship a cause for cautious celebration. Oh. But his statement did not offer a larger view of the action in Libya. It didn't mention President Obama or NATO.
Huh.
It just sort of happened there. It's kind of a spontaneous thing. Mitt Romney also responded with something of a dodge, simply noting the world is about to be rid of Gaddafi, calling on the new Libyan government to hand over the mastermind of Lockerbie bombing, an issue that might have some domestic resonance but is not linked to, scarcely linked to the events in Tripoli. He just sort of skipped over the whole, Bill Kristol, who is always wrong about everything, ever, he offered this response is the right tack for a GOP hopeful. Congratulations to the president. What? You can't say that! Our NATO allies, and above all, to the brave people of Libya. And then here we go with, now let's help the brave people of Syria. And the Assad regime is the next to go.
One by one they fall.
Among the remaining candidates, both Romney and Santorum rebuked the Obama administration for not acting swiftly enough in Libya and deferring too much to U.S. allies in Europe. Wow.
He was doing too much, if not enough.
Yes. Wait. And not quickly enough.
Weren't we so happy about the coalition of the willing? Before,
yeah,
where we needed people from Europe and Australia and like Finland and small towns in Luxembourg to, in rowboats, like.
I love this. Romney knocked Obama for not having a clear and convincing foreign policy on Libya, but never came close to saying that he was opposed to the mission previously. At least three Republican presidential candidates have done just that: Bachman, Huntsman, and Ron Paul. Bachman, as usual. The most ridiculous. She flatly said there was no vital national interest in Libya, explaining we were not attacked, we were not threatened with attack.
Hmm.
Unlike
like
Iraq, which she was all behind Iraq, because that was obviously so... Why doesn't anyone ask her that in that interview?
I promise to get these dictators out in 2 days or less.
And the gas will be a penny.
If a pizza comes before a dictator falls, I will pay for that pizza.
Wow, she had a conspiracy sausage I hadn't heard, Jim. She expressed concern about potential instability stemming from the Libyan rebellion, warning that Gaddafi's fall could also empower al-Qaeda of North Africa and Libya. So this is bad, that a brutal dictator is gone because... Okay.
Right. I certainly hope they do something bad to justify my criticism.
Exactly.
They weren't celebrating the liberation of Libya. They were clearly celebrating Elvis's birthday, which I called not 7 days ago.
They were celebrating that day that John Wayne Gacy killed Elvis on the toilet.
That's right. In his clown makeup.
Talking to Elvis or John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, boy. Who knows? She's confused. By the way, we were just talking about, you remember Hurricane Katrina, one of the many things. You remember Brownie?
People floating on top of the water.
Do you remember all the creepy ways that Rick Perry reminds you of George Bush?
Oh.
Cronyism is the other one. Corporate cronyism. A comprehensive New York Times investigation of Rick Perry's tenure as governor has revealed that for over a decade, he shamelessly used government jobs, contracts, grants, and tax breaks as a reward for his top campaign contributors. Perry, who has raised more money than any politician in Texas history, used his position as a potent fundraising tool to give government money and jobs to hundreds of donors and their businesses. So we can have that back in the White House. Texas governor that thinks God wants him to be president and believes in crony capitalism. Yay.
James Brolin's going, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Come on, Rick. Win this thing. Another movie.
Yeah. No, it's didn't that make you really feel like they're just with us now? That he looks exactly like Josh Brolin playing W?
Yeah. It's very frightening.
It's almost like he's doing a parody of W. You know, standing on the haystack, flashing his crotch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I need a... Where's my haystack? I ordered it in the contract. There's got to be a haystack for me to put my leg up on.
Haystack everywhere I go.
And does he order like a smaller haystack to make his look bigger? Or how do you, you know, is there special lighting? Like, what happens there?
Yeah, it's half a haystack.
He's, I have to say, he straddles a haystack like no other
candidate. I want my boot size three sizes too big. Somebody carry me to the stage.
All right, he is, as we also know, a global warming denier. Hmm. It's just a race to the bottom. It's stupid, isn't it, on the Republican side?
This is the guy who just requested federal help because of the massive drought in his state.
Oh, well, he tried praying. He tried asking people to pray. That didn't work, and so then he asked Obama for federal money.
Because he hates federal money.
Yes, of course. Anything. Mediaite with a great piece on how do you discuss science when a party's candidate calls scientists the enemies, the enemy. Yesterday on Fox News, The Five.
Oh, boy.
A segment was devoted to discussing whether John Huntsman's presidential campaign was already over. The reason? He, quote-unquote, admitted to believing in evolution and climate change, which the death knell for any Republican.
Science! They blinded me with science!
Good heavens, Ms. Yakamoto. You're critical.
There's a great essay they point out about that. How objective a journalist can handle stories about Huntsman and Rick Perry. The problem the essay finds is those stories necessitate reporting that scientists do in an overwhelming majority believe in man-made climate change, and that makes the journalist appear to be biased against conservatives. Ugh. As Mediaite writes, wait, what? Since when did reporting a fact of science become political?
Science!
Yeah. Literally, we are blinding ourselves.
Knowledge has a liberal bias. Education.
Yeah.
A bunch of stupid.
Yeah, but this is what's happened, right? Like, they have to make it sound like there's both sides, and, oh, well, this is what the Republican believes, and this is what, without saying, well, the Republican is a dumb...
Gravity.
Right?
You don't have to have a plan.
Gravity's just a theory.
If we follow that yellow brick road and go to Oz and ask for gas to be under $2, it will be so. I had a vision.
She is... I've confirmed it. She is tweeting... that corn dog, the picture of her filleting a corn dog to all the Saudi princes.
Oh, yeah.
Soon they'll be...
That's how you get to pay.
Woo! That won't be just the gas price going down. You know what I'm saying? That's how that's going to happen. It'll happen! Under President Biden, it'll happen!
But Bush has held hands with the Saudis. She's going to take that to the next
kiss
level.
Kiss them.
Yeah, a little kissy. Yeah. Well, he's just foreplay.
A little corn dogging.
Yeah, she's going corn dogging. 18 minutes after the hour. We continue Coffee with Carlos.
What?
Ah, Caffeine with Carlos. Close.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-1-2. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
You shook me for 5 seconds.
We continue to mock
earthquake, a smotherquake.
Eric Cantor spilled his latte on his kale.
Oh, embarrassing.
24 minutes after the hour, 1-800.
Don't they realize who I think I used to be? Someone threw a brick through my window during the earthquake.
Oh, all right, Julie in Seattle. Oh, look at this fine America. There's some blogger in Michigan, Jim, who's out-of-touch programmers bring more syndicated right-wing psycho talk to Blue Michigan, in which...
Stephanie Miller.
...is mentioned, which is why I bring it up. No. Somebody, apparently CBS flipped a station there to more right-wing talk. Yeah. Somebody should tell CBS, I don't know who wrote this exactly, doesn't matter. Somebody should tell CBS, blah, 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 blah. The Michigan has been a blue state since 1992. Detroit is one of the most liberal cities in the country. Someone should tell them about the Sexy Liberal Show, played to a sold-out house in the Detroit Opera House on Saturday, featuring liberal talk show host Stephanie Miller, Talker Magazine's 2011 Woman of the Year. The Sexy Liberal Show has been selling out shows all over the country. It features liberal comedians Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Aisha Tyler, given half a chance. Liberal talk radio beats right-wing talk radio every time, but right-wing talk is on more stations with more power. Discerning gentleman that writes this blog in Michigan. My goodness.
I'm soon to be heading to negative ratings, if that's possible.
Yes. Well, case in point, the fine Americans in South Florida. I believe, what is it? Where is this, Chris? What the hell? It's coming up. It's not till December 10th, Fort Lauderdale. We just announced it a few days ago. It is nearly sold out. And we don't have one radio station in South Florida.
Watch out.
Because we did, Jim. You're right. We did. We were very popular in Miami. We were replaced by a sports station, which now has a...
Zero.
A zero. A zero. A zero.
By the way, a friend of mine on Facebook, Glynis, says 5.8 on the California earthquake equivalency chart. That's like a drive-by lowrider with his car stereo on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ronnie on your Facebook page, Steph, says 5.8. Steph's dog's crap bigger than that.
There's a 5.8 every time Max goes. Are
what
you kidding
that?
Me?
Oh, okay. Just a dog.
All right. Speaking of sexy liberals, Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire, has some stuff coming up.
I couldn't sleep during the 5.8. My sleep number bed only goes up to 47. I felt it.
It's not the comfort I select.
It's my moderately liberal 5'7" with a baby tour. and it's in Vallejo, California, right near San Francisco, in Berkeley and all those places. This Friday night at the Federally Playhouse. You can go to VallejoComedy.com and check out details. Friday night at 8 o'clock, the 26th in Vallejo. And September 16th and 17th at the Ice House here in Pasadena, California. And October 6th, sketchy comedy show at Flappers in Burbank. I'll be hosting the show as Dirty Jimmy, my Scottish
Dirty Jimmy.
First time live, and it's going to be
fabulous.
Sweaty.
CarlosElsRocky.com if you miss any of those.
Yeah, or Facebook or Twitter.
Maybe Hal Sparks can join you when he comes back from Edinburgh.
Ah, that's right. That. He'll have the accent down.
That's right. Since Hal's in Scotland, you should do the whole show. This whole show is that character.
That's right. Okay, I'll come in. Yeah, we've got a camera, so why not? I'll launch him on your show. That's right.
All right.
Bring some deep-fried pizza.
Deep-fried pizza.
Yeah.
Some Salisbury steaks.
All right. The president was talking about jobs yesterday.
Show us particular regulations that may be getting in the way of you hiring. And, you know, there are going to be some that are important. You know, we want clean air, we want clean water. But if there's a bunch of bureaucratic red tape and it's not actually improving the situation, you know, let's figure out how to get rid of some existing rules.
Yeah, this is I love their town halls. They're having to, you know, remember, what was it, Jim, 2 summers ago? The Democrats were facing all these, people that were busting to disrupt.
Yeah.
So now the Republicans, can I just say, are a bunch of big meows. Some of them either charging you to go to them now because and this is not
Paul
like
Ryan.
This is right, but I mean this is like actual anger. This is not people are actually mad about Paul Ryan's program, for instance, about destroying Medicare. But one Republican after another now, they're either too chicken to have them at all. They won't allow cameras. One story after another.
Or they
just won't have them.
Yeah. Pre-written questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They already have the answers for.
Yeah, but speaking of jobs, I love this one. At a town hall, this story, Republican Representative Hultgren, who knows? He can't explain how the Bush tax cuts created jobs. Because they didn't! Because they didn't! So, you know, some constituents there tried to, you know, hold his feet to the fire about how. Explain to us how. And he can't. We'll tell you what happened with that. And then it's just one story after another. They just either charging, they're not going to have them at all. All right, 29.
Come to Texas, get a job at Whataburger. I'm creating all kinds of jobs.
29 minutes after the hour. Back with more coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What the whore cat dragged in.
No, I'm...
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Doing the backstroke in coffee with Carlos this morning. Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire.
Yes.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. So we've been talking about Republican town halls. It just is hilarious to me. Okay, Representative Randy Hultgren, that's his name, Republican of Illinois. He held a town hall meeting where he was peppered with questions about Bush tax cuts. A woman stood up and asked him to explain how the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy created jobs for Americans. Thank you. Haven't we been asking that question forever?
Which explains why Obama extended them.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Yep, he did.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to tell the truth.
So that people could get unemployment benefits.
Who are these people?
You're right. You're right. He was held hostage by that. I will agree.
Thank you.
On that,
but the point is, I keep saying, how come nobody holds their feet to the fire? At least people finally are going, these tax cuts have been in place for X number of years, and they have not created jobs. Why do they keep saying we have to keep them because of jobs?
Ben Stein's been holding Bill O'Reilly's feet to the fire. I was just watching something on here where he's saying, telling O'Reilly, we need to raise taxes on the rich.
Yeah.
It's like Warren Buffett said.
Yeah. And O'Reilly's like, we gotta stop doing this.
If you want to be a host on Fox, you gotta be smug and rude.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
He just shouts down everything he doesn't want to hear.
He is kind of like Chris Matthews, though. You got to admit, Chris.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's America. American exceptionalism.
It's American exceptionalism.
I ask you a question. I ask you a question. I don't understand why you don't ask the question. I just ask you a question. What answer the question?
I got a chicken on my leg.
Yikes. All right.
America.
So Hultgren repeatedly avoided answering the question, instead choosing to bash the stimulus or claim Illinois' economy was hurt by higher taxes. Members of the audience continually asked him, where's the evidence? He avoided providing an answer. I love this little transcript. Woman, when Bush did, this is the Republicans' greatest fear, is like people that actually know what they're talking about in this country. The woman said, when the Bush tax cuts took effect in 2003, the unemployment rate was 6.2%. Now in the ninth year of those cuts, the unemployment rate is 9.2. So where's the evidence that these cuts for the most affluent actually created jobs? Audience applause.
Aha, great.
Hultgren said, I think clearly the evidence, let me say this. Let's get back to the stimulus, which was another thing.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of non-sequiturs.
Woman said, where's the evidence? Another woman, where are the jobs? Hultgren, good question. Let's keep going. We've got 3 minutes. And then the whole audience yells, no answer. They point out at the end of the story, one reason he may have been unable to explain to his constituents how the Bush tax cuts created jobs is because they haven't.
They didn't.
Yes.
Dr. Frankenstein, how can we know that the creature won't attack us? Next question, please. It's like that Simpsons episode. This exhibit is now closed.
Clam. Ka-chunk. From 2001 to 2007, the economy endured the slowest rate of job growth on record since World War II, just one-fifth the pace of the 1990s. So,
750,000 jobs per month were lost when Obama came in.
Yes.
I don't know why that figure is not bantered about more.
Because he caused it retroactively.
Exactly.
With his Kenyan voodoo.
He went back in a Kenyan voodoo time machine and did it himself. I have a dream that one day corporations will be judged as people, just like Rick Perry said.
So that guy, I saw that was like the YouTube moment, right? That was the one that was on, you know, people played that on TV. So now Representative Shabbat is his name. He's gotten clever. He's banned cameras at his town
hall,
where constituents were also chanting, where are the jobs? Representative Steve Shabbat, Republican Ohio, his town hall riddled with protests as voters voiced their frustration with the GOP's focus on spending cuts rather than providing jobs. Before the event began, dozens of protesters gathered outside with signs that read Tax Wall Street and the Wars, Public Investment and Jobs. They held signs blasting Shabbat's votes on the Ryan budget. 74% of U.S. seniors say hands off Medicare and the debt ceiling, revenue not cuts, chance of where are the jobs, where are the jobs? Also broke out as constituents filed into the meetings, fearing pushback on issues like ending Medicare and corporate tax dodging. Shabbat took the extraordinary step in order to prevent a possible YouTube moment. He banned cameras entirely. He banned constituents
cell
from
cell phones and flip cams. Cell phones and flip cams. Yes. They can't keep those away.
Cell phones. We're not encouraging anything. We're just saying. Yes.
These are a few of my favorite things.
They are a few of my favorite things. So, and then the one last strategy someone is trying on the Republican side, they're just not going to have one. After campaigning on transparency, Republican freshman now refuses to hold town halls by falsely claiming that no one else is.
No one else is.
Wow.
What? Everyone else is. Congressional lawmakers headed into this year's August recess touting the lowest approval rating in polling history, leaving an equally low number of members less than eager to face their constituents. 60% of House members, the Republican House, are not holding town halls at all.
Because they know that it works when people are angry on TV, because that's how they got the healthcare thing.
Remember this. Not so long ago, having literally pledged to provide a more honest and accountable government, the basic failure of openness should not sit well with the 50% of House Republicans hiding behind closed doors. Freshman Representative Lou Barletta, Republican Pennsylvania, seems perfectly happy to shut his constituents out. Facing the Where Are the Jobs protests in his district, he has offered a pay-per-view public event in which he charges admission free.
That's right,
an admission fee instead of the free town hall format. Blaming hecklers for spoiling his message, he pointed out to his Republican brethren as a defense. What other elected officials are having town hall meetings? everybody. Yeah.
Wow.
They loved cameras when they had the phony teabagger events.
Yeah. The next
Dick.
Yeah. Dick Armey. The next Paul Ryan the town hall meeting, there's going to be somebody holding a teddy bear. What's a teddy bear? A little nanny cam. Hi, we all brought our teddy bears to the town hall thing.
Robin.
Eyes are spinning.
Rob in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
Good.
I am the official fromager of the Stephanie.
Yay!
Oh,
bonjour.
Is that thank cheese? You. Was that yes. The cheese was delicious that you sent backstage.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. That we used it to, and in fact, I brought it out to the meet and greet where everyone enjoyed it.
Was it stinky enough?
It was stinky.
We need a sommelier to go along with the fromager.
Fromager and a sommelier.
That's right. I couldn't get you any box wine because all the good stuff was gone.
That's all right, baby.
Le concierge.
What's the name of your place?
I work for a store called Morgan and York in Ann Arbor.
Oh,
anyway, fancy.
It was delicious. Thank you, Rob.
You're very welcome. He was very excited knowing that it was going to you.
Aw, thank you, honey.
It's like Romney's kids. Morgan, York, we're going to the Hamptons.
See, Carlos, that's what happens on the liberal tour. We have a fromagier.
Oh, well, I'll buy a bag of peanuts at the bar at my moderately liberal tour. Give him a bowl of peanuts.
Sherry in Los Angeles. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
My son, Sean, left Sunday night for D.C. to go to George Washington University.
Uh-huh.
He's in his student housing on Tuesday morning doing some push-ups, and all of a sudden the earthquake hits. And he thought, an earthquake in D.C.? Really? You know? And he's thinking, this is crazy, because he left California, no earthquakes. So he kind of let it pass, didn't worry about it, finished his exercising, took a shower, and he said, I actually kind of forgot about it. Decided he wanted to go outside and explore because he just got there, and all the people are outside on the sidewalk. And he said,
screaming.
At first I didn't register. Well, he said, what? Oh, maybe there's an ambassador coming by or something. And then he thought, oh, they're all afraid of the earthquake.
And he's like, dude, it's all from California.
Yeah,
oh, no worries.
Well, you know, and now he's got to prepare for Hurricane Irene to hit. So he's been there.
Oh, boy. He needs to come back here where it's safe.
Well, I think he'd like.
All right.
I think that's what he's thinking. Thanks,
thank you, Captain. Sherry. All right.
Although, gather boards, head to the coast.
Although in places
that's
with
right.
a lot of unreinforced masonry, you have reason to worry.
We should send Mayor Todd. You remember your... who is that? Mayor Todd of some beach town, Santa Cruz, to explain the earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Mayor Todd. All right, guys, don't worry. Banana slugs are coming. They're like slime. We'll hold everything together. Daddy, the crew's going to be back. You'll be able to ride the Giant Dipper in like a week. All right. I must admit, I originally borrowed that laugh from comedian Mike Pace way back when. So
okay.
I'll give credit where credit is due.
Aw.
Mike Pace, all right.
All right.
All right, dude.
All right. Oh, by the way, Jim, official straight guy that enjoys show tunes of the Stephanie Miller Show. See, our listeners have somehow somebody brought up Godspell earlier. I loved Godspell, and someone has sent me the entire song list from Godspell.
Oh boy!
Yeesh.
What? Who is this? Stephen in Illinois. Blah 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 blah. Godspell. Oh, that's the one I was thinking of. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Love that one. Day by day. That's what you were singing, Jim.
Day by day. Godspell's the one with white Jesus, right?
Oh, bless the Lord, my soul.
Ted Neely.
Oh, bless the Lord my soul. Okay.
That was Jesus Christ.
I get them mixed up.
Light of the world, all good gifts. Turn back, old man, done in slutty honky-tonk style, suggesting a striptease, probably Steph's favorite. In fact, I did. I sang it from my singing class at USC. Yes, I did. I picked the slutty song. Turn
you
back.
Walk into the room.
Turn back.
Oh, man.
You sang?
Not really.
Stephanie Miller, why are you late to class? I'm sorry, I couldn't get my locker open. Is that what you do in singing class? Glee before there was Glee.
There was a single alert.
See, I was pre-Glee. Exactly. No, I didn't say I was a good singer. I said that I had to take, as part of my USC theater,
whatever.
I had to take a singing class, and I sang the slutty. Turn back, old man. We beseech thee by my side on the willows. Thank you for the entire song list of Godspell. You will not hear that in talk radio anywhere this morning.
Does anybody beseech anybody anymore?
No.
I miss beseeching.
No, it's too needy. All right.
Is that like leeching?
Yes.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour, we continue with the closing moments of Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's all that noise?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Do
there's one shake song you haven't done.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right. It's better than you know. Yeah, and William F. Buckley could sing it if you were to do
that. Did you Casey and the Sunshine Band? Shake your booty.
This hour brought to you by Run the Rats Out of Congress and Out of Your House, too. Rambo Total Pest Control supports Progressive Radio for control of rodents, ants, and wasps in the Seattle-Tacoma area. Visit RamboPest.com.
Warm it up.
Yeah.
The boys are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Stephanie Miller.
My milkshake brings other boys to the yard, and they're of the considered opinion that it's better than yours. They are correct. However, in the case of lactose intolerance, all bets are off.
Thank you.
William F. Buckley!
That was a no extra charge you stream for the freaky William F. Buckley eyes.
That's right.
Oh, and the tongue. Ooh.
Reptilian tongue.
I just want to see Obama win another election so we can see Mitch McConnell's jaw drop, if it's possible.
We've already determined there is nothing is below his nose that's really functional. Not his chin, not his lips. Should,
like the scream that
I
does pain.
I just realized I have a jaw because it dropped open. That was a first for me.
Speaking of sexy liberals, look who's on the phone. It's John Fugelsang from Earthquake Country in New York. Good morning, John Fugelsang.
I miss the old earthquake because I was flying out to L.A. where it's safe.
Oh, that's right. You're out here, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. I'm out here driving and working on my death-like pallor tan. I just wanted to say, I sang a song from Godspell in my singing class at NYU, so you're not the only one.
And, no wonder we're soulmates. What did you sing? What did you sing? Straight man.
I sang both We Beseech Thee and I sang It's All for the Best.
Oh, you see, I knew there's a reason we were soulmates. And yes, also,
and I once sang from Gigi to get out of the Navy, too. But that's
sure. And you know what else we realized is this is from Godspell, our comedy music. What's that from, Chris?
It's For the Best.
For the Best, All for the Best. Yeah, that's what that's from.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Exactly. I'm going to be in the studio with you this week, in spite of popular demand.
Hello, live in studio here. Oh, by the way, hang on one second. I got some news for you. Hang on. I have a letter for you, John. Hang on.
Oh, no.
From the Detroit, from the Detroit show, Sexy Liberal Show. Terry writes, Staff, thanks for the excuse to visit Detroit. A few thoughts on the show. You have a very, very nice ass. That's the only compliment I ever get. A lot about your beautifulness and brilliance, and mostly my ass.
I have skills.
Terry says, tell John that he single-handedly turned the blonde Armani-suited lesbian in the second row straight. My life is now disturbingly more complicated. Good job. Good job, John.
Very good.
Well, you can marry Marcus Bachman.
That's excellent because I resemble Katie Lang so closely.
I think that's what it is. She's a... yeah, by the way, we had to give a special thank you to the Detroit Opera House security staff. Would you like to explain why, young man?
No, because I wasn't privy to any of it. It was all kept away from me the entire time. But apparently someone was a little too friendly during the meet and greet.
Yes. Well, one of your very over-enthusiastic female fans apparently had to be, you were secured from her.
Yeah, I was kept safe. But guys, you were so great at the show in Detroit, guys. Stephanie, this woman on stage is such a force of nature, and it's so great seeing you live again, standing out there, staring people in the first 10 rows.
Stop it now! You were fabulous as usual, and thank God that you were secured. That's why we don't want to bother you. That's why God made you pretty. We don't want to bother you with details like that, like women lunging at you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, as a woman, I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm pleased about that. But it was a great show that we had there in Detroit. And
guess what?
You got to see Stephanie on stage. She's scary.
I'd love to.
Oh, please, John. By the way, somebody got a picture of Aretha Franklin coming in the show, and we'll be posting that hopefully on our Facebook page.
We can finally tell that was the big celebrity. Because for weeks we said there's a big star coming, and everyone's like, "Is it Obama?" We were like, "Bigger," and no one believed us. I think Aretha Franklin's bigger than any ex-president.
Yeah.
Any living one.
Me too. Me too.
Lincoln would be bigger than Aretha.
Yeah, and she was very classy. She didn't want us to, you know, say she was there or anything. She didn't want to draw attention away. She didn't wear the bedazzled hat from the inauguration, anything. She apparently was sighted laughing quite hard, though, which we're very excited about. All right.
I'm looking forward to joining you. I'm doing a show in Hollywood on Saturday night. I'm going to try and get Jim Ward and Carlos to come join me and do some stand-up.
Where?
I'll be contacting. I'll announce it on Friday when I'm on your show.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, John.
All right. Oh, you big tease. All right, love you, John. See you soon. There he goes.
We have to. Respect and liberal have the same honor, so maybe Aretha could sing L-I-B-E-R-A-L.
Yes. You know what that means to L?
Something. We'll figure it out.
This might not be good news for me. Toxicology reports returned to Amy Winehouse's family have confirmed there were no illegal substances in her system at the time of her death. Alcohol.
What a waste.
Only alcohol? Mm-hmm.
Only alcohol.
Can box wine do that?
Yes. In enough.
Especially box wine.
Yes. Oh, dear. In large enough quantities.
Sugar to that wine.
Oh, dear. That's not good news. Hey, finally a Republican admits that they're just being an asshat to make the president look bad. Lamar Smith, Republican of Texas, he originally promised he would use his chairmanship of the House Judiciary Committee to focus on jobs. Remember that? Yeah. But the Texas conservative is so up in arms about the Obama administration's recent decision not to automatically deport nonviolent undocumented immigrants that he's now committed to holding hearings on the subject. This is what they're taking up our time with. He recently admitted to a right-wing radio host that his goal in holding these hearings is nothing more than, quote, to embarrass the president. He said it.
Hey.
His nakedly partisan purpose has less to do with policy than trying to make the administration look bad to, quote, get the American people on our side. He then told the host the only long-term solution to ensure harsher treatment of undocumented immigrants is to elect a new president in 2012.
Wow.
We don't want these undocumented immigrants coming into this country. That's why we want corporations to rule, to get rid of unions so that people can make $2 an hour so that the only people will take those jobs are illegal immigrants.
One of those Rick Perry jobs. What was the job you said it was open?
Whataburger.
Whataburger in Texas. Career. We got Whataburger jobs for you.
Wear a paper hat and be a manager.
And if Rick
no
Perry,
free cokes over there. No free cokes on during your shift. I'm the manager.
And if Rick Perry is president, you get a minimum wage job, and you get a Whataburger job, and we all get Whataburger jobs. Okay.
I finally found out how to calm my baby down. I just have to talk to, like, the Filipino nurses that she first met when she was born. It's okay. It's all right. I'm just changing your diaper. Don't cry. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. Here comes the bottle. Relax.
No, we're all finished.
There.
What's it like to have Carlos Osmaki as your father? Doctor, I hear voices. Oh, it's just my father.
She burrows.
I don't really know who he is.
Like, get away from me, freak.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a whole lifetime. Daddy, do the funny voices.
Daddy, do the faraway dog.
Do it again.
Do the faraway dog. No, not you and Stephanie. Leave me alone.
Did you hear the caller right before you got in here? She literally, it was an actual dog, and it sounded like your bit.
That's exactly it.
You got to have skills.
God, I love faraway.
You got to have skills.
No. Somebody actually asked me, how does Carlos do that?
Oh,
I don't know. I have to ask him.
Come see
know.
The wonder of it all, live on stage at the Ice House. I will do Faraway Dog. Live!
2 hours of Faraway Dog.
We're going to go live! I'm doing it live!
All right. One last one about Governor Foghorn, Rick Perry. His war on the 16th Amendment, the third prong of his war on seniors, Texas Governor. Yeah, can I just tell you, any of these Republicans get elected and seniors are rude. Texas Governor Rick Perry taking a lot of well-deserved criticism for his absurd claims that Medicare and Social Security violate the Constitution. These are hardly the only part of his constitutional agenda, which seems designed to inflict unnecessary cruelty on American seniors. Perry also wants to repeal the federal government's 16th Amendment authority to enact income taxes and replace it with a tax system that would slash millions of Americans' life savings.
Brilliant.
I think that's fair.
It sounds good. Yeah.
Did you just call him a prick, Rary?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
But you probably shouldn't have.
Okay. I just thought I heard you say that.
No.
Okay.
That would have been a total
faux pas.
Faux pas on my part. A complete error.
Sure.
And nothing sublimabadil at all. All right. CarlosAlzrocky.com is the Carlos Alzrocky website.
Or Facebook or Twitter.
There you go. StephanieMiller.com is ours. You can email us all there. We will see you tomorrow on the big show. We got David Bender. We've got Carl Frisch. All right. And much more. I'd like to thank Chris Lavoie, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.